So back to Paisa's book, The Meaning of Sikh Baptism, that we were carrying on with. Hopefully we can finish it today. I doubt it though. There's a lot of writings here, but we'll do our best. Okay. Kartar Singh, I have read all these quotations from Guru Granth Sahib, but I did not understand the inner meanings of Amrit Ras and whether it is really sweet. Nor has any Sikh or saint explained to me so well that the Amrit Ras, divine flavor, is really sweet. Pai Sahib, Gurbani is very clear about it. It mentions all sweet things and then says that the elixir of the name of God is sweeter than all these things. And this is now Gurbani meanings. I have tasted sweet and dry fruits, but your ambrosial name alone is sweet. Refined and native sugar is sweet. Cow buffalo's milk is sweet. Molasses, honey and sugar cakes are sweet. But the love of God, O Freed, is the sweetest of all things sweet. Kartar Singh, Bhai Sahib Ji, all this discussion, Sheikh Freed has now made clear to me that the Amrit Ras, the luscious nectar of his name, is sweet. But I cannot be convinced only if, but I can be convinced only if I can experience it and taste it to see it. Please reveal to me all the qualities of Amrit Ras and the technique of achieving it, so that I may also make an effort to taste it, to achieve it. Bhai Sahib, looking at Kartar Singh, he looked at him, and a Gurmukh with Lord Kamai can tell from your forehead your past, your state of mind. And Bhai Sahib looked at him and said, yes, indeed, I have answered two of the following four of your questions. One, can Amrit Ras be achieved by every Sikh who accepts baptism? Two, why have I remained deprived of Amrit Ras? What do I lack? Three, how did you know, how do you come to know from my very recitation of Gurbani that I lacked Ras? And four, what are the meditations and contemplative practices, sadhanas, necessary for achieving Amrit Ras? Having answered the first two questions, that is, can Amrit Ras be achieved by every Guru Sikh? Why have I remained deprived of Amrit Ras? What do I lack? Bhai Sahib, I've answered them. Now the last two, how did you come to know from my very recitation of Gurbani that I lacked Ras, and what are the meditations and contemplative practices, sadhanas, necessary for achieving Amrit Ras? I would now like to answer the other two. Bhai Gurdas gives the best answer to these questions in his quatrains or Kvit Svayas. The pilgrim and the seeker inquires about the right path to reach the place of the beloved, but treads not that path and moves not in the right direction, how can he ever reach the native land of the beloved? It's a translation of Paisa's Kvit. Pushk bair, o pushk pathk marna tare pag, pitam ke des kaise batne se jaiye. It starts like that. He asks the physician the treatment of maladies. You go to a doctor and say, look, I've got some illnesses, can you give me some medicine? But neither takes medicines nor refrains from taking whatever he is forbidden to eat or drink. How can the ailment of such a person disappear? He's not followed the doctor's advice. How can such a person ever know what is spiritual health and peace? Third one, a bride studies and learns how to become a devoted, dutiful wife, but indulges in sinful acts of disloyal and depraved wife with promiscuous intentions at heart. How does she expect a husband or lover to respect and love her or call her doubtingly to his bed? Number four, merely by singing religious songs aloud or hearing scriptures formally or closing one's eyes in pretentious meditation No one can ever attain the state of spiritual enlightenment. As long as a person does not enshrine the sermons and the words of the true apostle of God in his heart, and after grasping it inwardly, he does not live a profoundly deep life of contemplation and meditation, one cannot attain the supreme state of enlightenment, parampada. The seeker who goes on seeking and searching his path to truth ultimately reaches it. He who becomes lazy and falters or puts off the search ceases to be seeker and remains in wilderness. Very, very valuable words that. The seeker who goes on seeking and searching his path to truth ultimately will get there, reaches it. But he who, like us, becomes lazy and falters or puts off the search ceases to be a seeker and remains in wilderness. If the bride goes to the lover's bed for union and enjoyment of love at night, she shall enjoy love and be happy. But if she misses the opportunity, she will repent when the day breaks and thereafter live in separation. If the chatrik hawk cuckoo opens his mouth to receive the raindrops when it is raining, it feels satisfied and its thirst is slaked. If it remains silent and ignores the opportunity, it cries in agony for raindrops when the rain stops. A Sikh is one who, on receiving the divine wisdom from the Guru, lives according to it. But if he is insincere and only pretentious in his devotion, he shall ultimately repent. The first quatrain of Bhai Gurdas is very illuminating. It states that a Sikh should seek cure of all his mental and spiritual ailments from the perfect Guru. This is why I keep saying to you all the time, tune your mind to the Guru's word. The Guru's word is Guru. Bani Guru, Guru hai Bani. Which Bani Amrit Sare, all the Amrit is in Gurbani. Gurbani kahe sevk jan mane pratak Guru nistare. If the Sikh can obey the Guru's hukum, follow the Guru's hukum, live according to Guruji's hukum, then salvation is guaranteed by the Guru. The first quote in Bhai Gurdas is very illuminating. It states that a Sikh should seek cure of all his mental and spiritual ailments from the perfect Guru. And that's the important word, the perfect Guru. There are thousands and thousands of imperfect Gurus in this day and age, even in Sikhi. But we are fortunate that we have the perfect Guru, the word of God, through Guru Nanak Dev Ji. We don't need a human guru. We had 10 in human form. They ordered us that now, forevermore, the word of the guru is the guru. By first receiving his inspired teachings as the medicine and then using that medicine, taking precautions that he does not indulge in things forbidden. It means that on this path, living according to the moral principles of the faith is very essential. Like a loyal wife, his commitment should be to God and the perfect apostle, and he should not wander like a rootless woman after false gurus and peers, religious teachers, or misleading cults of pretentious holy men. Let him, like a faithful and loyal wife, live within the orbit of his beloved love and his own inner world of true devotion and worship of God. Whatever interpretation one may give to these quatrains, he says, even if the scholars might give a slight different interpretation to these kvitsvayye, right, the general meaning is still there. Some words might be translated slightly different, but the general text is still there. The general direction is still there. Whatever interpretation one may give to these quatrains in the context of Sikh religion, it means that a Sikh should ceaselessly continue his search by contemplating the name of God and seek spiritual solace and enlightenment in Gurbani. Gur Bani, Guru's word, God's word. Unless he lives a life of an intense meditation, he cannot attain a supreme state of enlightenment. Now these are Paisa's words. He's saying, look, Pai Gurdasji is saying this, Guruji is saying this, that the Gursikh, unless he lives a life of intense meditations, he cannot maintain a supreme state of enlightenment. The second quatrain suggests that immediately after entering the path of Sikhism through formal initiation, one should seriously and consciously lead a meditative life and never be slothful, inert, and morally irresponsible in its religious and spiritual duties. Whoever takes Sikhism seriously and treads the path with devotion to him, will the Amrit Ras, ascetic spiritual bliss, be revealed within himself. He will reach the stage of supreme perfection, in which state he feels he is immortal. Because Amrit, the word Amrit means without death. Amrit. Amrit means death. Put an arrow in front of it, it means immortal. And that's why people have been searching for this nectar, so they become immortal. And Guruji says, you can only get the Amrit from the Guru. Sor nar mun jan Amrit khoj de, so Amrit gur te paya. Sri Nanda Sahib, Guru Amar Das Ji. Paya Amrit, Gur Kripa kini, Sacha man vasaya. Ji jant sadud opaye, ek vek person aya. Lab, lob, ahankar chuka, Satguru pala paya. Kehe Nanak, jisnu aap tutha, tin Amrit gur te paya. Kartar Singh, I still do not know how my questions are satisfactorily answered. So it's a bit like this class. Pai has answered his questions and he's now pretending that he's not so clever. Even though he knows the question answered, he's saying there's more to it. I want to get deeper. So really, he's pushing Pai Sahib. He said, I can't see how you've answered my questions. I still do not know how my questions are satisfactorily answered. Pai Sahib, the answers to the first question, so now Pai is going to spell it out. The answer to the first question is that only those Sikhs who achieve Amrit Ras, divine nectar, after being initiated into the Sikh discipline and techniques of meditation in a formal way, receive the Guru Mantram from Panj Pyares in baptism, and then live according to the moral and spiritual code of Sikhism. Lead an intensely contemplative life of ceaselessly meditation on the name of God. The answer to the second question is that you no doubt enter the path of Sikhism in this formal way, but then you ceased to be a true seeker. Your search ended in wilderness. You didn't go. You didn't carry on seeking. You went into wilderness. How could you reach the realm of the beloved Lord? You did not even make an effort to reach the stage of achieving Amrit Ras. The answer to the fourth question is that you should understand what is said in Pai Gurdasji's quatrain, Kwit Swaye, quoted in the foregoing pages, and sincerely take up the spiritual effort in the right direction. In the third question, you ask, how did I come to know that you had not tasted and achieved Amrit Ras? Now, this is now personal to Pai Sahib. Right? He's saying, he's being personal. How did you know that I haven't got Amrit Ras? And on the odd occasions, and this is very odd, Pai Sahib don't normally let it on, right? But because Kartar Singh has forced Pai Sahib's hand now, and he's persisted in this question, Pai Sahib is going to say now, this is quite a simple thing. Well, it is a Pai Sahib, not quite for us. So this is quite a simple thing for any Sikh. Not any Sikh, but Pai Sahib is saying this. Now listen to the next words. For any Sikh who is a serious not a time pastor like us, a serious contemplative of the name of God, which means 24-hour, 24/7 meditation, near enough. Oh, as many hours you can get in, that's what paisa really means, you know, meditation to the limit, near enough. This is not difficult for him. Anybody who is seriously contemplative of the name of God, this is not difficult. Every Sikh contemplative of who meditates on his name and Gurbani deeply and profoundly develops all his human senses. And this is very important. He says, Bhai Sahib now saying that any Gur Sikh who is really deeply contemplative, in other words, 24/7, his mind is tuned to Naam. What's happening then? Guruji is saying that if that's the state he's in, then what also happens is not just that his mind is tuned, something else happens as well in the body. And that is, he develops all his human senses of smell, hearing, sight, and movements to such a refined perfection that he can not only feel, smell, see and hear the gross aspects of life and existence, but also the subtle and finer forms of unseen life and powers. You can also see them as well and smell them. And these finer perceptions can be developed to a highly refined and exalted state of inner power and perfection. Just as our mental energy spreads all over the body, so also these finer spiritual powers spread throughout the inner being of man to such an extent that each hair on his body's pore becomes an inner radio and television station. He can see, perceive, feel, and visualize even distant happenings. He can see, perceive, feel, and visualize even distant happenings, happening at a distance, not just near. We only see to a limit with our eyes, but he can see much beyond that, what's happening. And other people's emotions and feelings through the very pores of his body. No outsider is required to work this inner machinery. It automatically works from within through the Creator's divine mechanism. After all that, now Kartar Singh, I now understand that if a person is properly initiated into the spirit of Sikhism, he can then attain Amrit Ras, ambrosial bliss. We are nowadays living in the most harrowing circumstances as political prisoners. He says, there's no chance for me, is there? We're on life sentence here in the prison. I want to go to Peshia Panj Pyare. There's going to be no Amrit Jar here. I'm doomed. He said, we're in a situation where, you know, we're sentenced to life, and life meant life in those days in India. You don't come out. He said, I've got no chance. God alone knows when we shall be freed and get an opportunity to accept baptism formally and then be initiated into the spirit of Sikhism to achieve Amrit Ras Ambrosia. Now, Pai Sahib, Amrit Ras, divine nectar, is not a gross element which I or anyone can take out of his pocket and put it in your mouth. He says, I can't take it out of my pocket and put it in your mouth. You know, as long as you are in prison, contemplate the name of God, recite Gurbani, pray to the Guru that you may enjoy Amrit Ras. Just pray to Guru. Keep praying. Recite. It is possible, he said, by saying that, it is possible that God may graciously bestow on you Amrit Ras, even in prison. It is possible. It is possible that God may graciously bestow on you Amrit Ras. It is just possible that even while you are in prison, you can attain Amrit Ras from Gurbani sacred hymns. By contemplating and reciting it, listen to the assurance given by Guru Granth Sahib Ji in this direction. The sacred hymns, Bani, are embodiment of the Guru. The Guru spirit is manifested in Bani, sacred hymns. This is Amrit in the whole, there is Amrit in the whole Gurbani, sacred hymns. Let the sincere devotee obey what Gurbani teaches. The Guru will positively liberate such a one. And I'm going to try to find the same line in Gurbani through the Punjabi version of this book, so that it sort of puts a deeper meaning in. See if we can sort of get the same page. Right, what Pai Sahib is saying is Amrit Ras koi ajehi sthul vastu nahi ke main khise vich kadh ke tere muh vich pa dewa. Jinna chir tu jail vich qaidi hai, naam jap gurbani padh, guru agge jodriyan kar ke mainu Amrit Ras mile. Ho sakda hai ki guru sahib kirpa kar dein, kyunki unhan da hukm hai bani guru, guru hai bani ਵਿੱਚ ਬਾਣੀ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਗੁਰ ਬਾਣੀ ਕਹੇ ਸੇਵਕ ਜਨ ਮਾਨੇ ਪ੍ਰਤੱਖ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਿਸਤਾਰੇ ਤੇ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਲਾਈਨਸ ਆ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਬਚਨ ਬਚਨ ਹੈ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਪਾਦਰ ਮੁਕਤ ਜਨਾਵੇ ਗੋ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਲਾਈਨਸ ਆ ਸੇਜ ਏਕ ਏਕੋ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਠਾਕੁਰ ਮਹਿਲ ਨਾ ਪਾਵੇ ਮਨਮੁਖ ਪਰਮਈਆ ਗੁਰ ਗੁਰ ਕਰਤ ਸਰਨ ਜੇ ਆਵੇ ਪ੍ਰਭ ਆਏ ਮਿਲੇ ਖਿਨ ਢੀਲ ਨਾ ਪਈਆ Other lines are, Gurmat hara mitha naga, gur mithe bachan kada vego, satgur bani, purk parkhotam bani se ujit lavego, gur bani sunat mira man drabya, man pina nijkar avego, te anhat tuni baje nit baje, nich har tahar chuavego. And these are translations. The sacred hymns, bani, are embodiment of the Guru. The Guru's spirit is manifest in Bani, sacred hymns. There is Amrit in the whole Gurbani, sacred hymns. Let the sincere devotee obey what Gurbani teaches. The Guru will positively liberate such a one. In the word of the is the spirit of the true Guru. The true Guru reveals himself in the word. The Guru through the word reveals the path of liberation. There is only one sanctuary. There is only one Lord God. The egoist wander in wilderness and achieve not access to the inner castle of the Lord. If the seeker moves toward the inner castle of divine refuge, contemplating his name and ever remembering him, God at once reveals himself and meets the devotee without delay. Through the Guru's inspired wisdom, sweet becomes remembrance of his name and sweet becomes the devotee's utterance. The Bani, hymns of the true Guru, is the spirit of the Supreme Being. Tend your heart on the spirit of Gurbani, sacred hymns. As I listen to the sacred hymns, Gurbani, my mind and soul are entranced. The mind is intoxicated with bliss and has found rest in the interior castle of the self, Nijkar. In the interior castle, one hears unstruck music and the ambrosial bliss flows like unceasing stream. You recite these hymns every day in the daily prayers and the recitation of Gurbani here in prison. Now I hope you have grasped the inner meanings and significance.